With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump win the Michigan primaries. Biden defeated Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips, his one significant opponent. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which Muslims have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's support of Israel following the Hamas terror attack in October. As for Trump, he has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. His victory in Michigan over Nikki Haley comes after he defeated her over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, a Seattle City Council meeting is disrupted by illegal immigrants from South America demanding housing and demanding that it be paid for with police funding. The group started chanting, causing the council meeting to stop. One councilor said she felt physically threatened. A new poll indicates that illegal immigration is the top issue among voters. The Monmouth University poll found that 8 in 10 Americans across party lines see illegal immigration as a serious problem. Key testimony in a case involving Atlanta's district attorney.
Trump's lawyers want Fani Willis and her team off the case. At issue is when Willis and Nathan Wade's relationship started. Terrence Bradley, Wade's one-time divorce attorney, was asked about a text message in which he said the relationship started when Willis was working as a judge.
I never witnessed anything, so, it was speculation.
Lawyers for Donald Trump were getting frustrated.
Why would you speculate?
Steve Sadow told Bradley he does know when the Willis-Wade relationship started.
And you don't want to testify to that in court.
The relationship timeline has become a central issue as defense attorneys push to have Willis and Wade disqualified. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas wildfires fueled by surging winds have prompted safety warnings for several towns in the state's panhandle. This is SRN News. Many young men in America would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill before Mississippi lawmakers would allow incarcerated people to sue jails and prisons if they encounter inmates of the opposite sex in restrooms or changing areas. If the measure passes, it would require inmate restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters in correctional facilities to be designated for use only by members of one sex. Prisons are already segregated by sex, but legislation seeks to deal with people who are living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Hunter Biden will testify behind closed doors in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry of his father Wednesday. Republicans are collecting evidence that Biden used his time as vice president to benefit his family financially. Hunter's overseas business deals have come under scrutiny in the investigation. Britain's Prince William is pulled out from attending a memorial service for his father's cousin because of a personal matter. Correspondent Karen Shamas has more on the story.
Kensington Palace announced the decision by the Prince of Wales to not attend the service for his godfather, Constantine II of Greece. The palace declined to elaborate on what the personal matter was, but said the Princess of Wales, who's recovering from abdominal surgery, continues to do well. Constantine died in January of last year at the age of 82. William's father, King Charles III, who's being treated for an undisclosed form of cancer, will also not be attending the service. Karen Chamas, London.
More details at SRNnews.com.